And now, the KHMB Featured Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Jim Henderson for the Feature Story of the Week. We're happy to have with us today Gail Evanari, and welcome, Gail.
Thank you.
For those listeners who may not be aware of Gail and the things she does, a little bit of background. Gail is a lifelong educator and media maker whose work has focused on fostering a richer understanding of the world through education and films. She founded Maiden Voyage Productions and has produced some award-winning films, including the PBS documentary Wayfinders, A Pacific Odyssey. And you're still at it. You have a new project that you're working on, and tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm working on a film called The Future of Normal. It's a documentary film and impact campaign that explores the concept of neurodiversity through stories from people who are challenging our society's rigid standards of conformity. Millions of Americans are neurologically diverse. They identify with ADHD, dyslexia, autism, and other differences, but they face enormous pressure to fit in, and it can permeate every aspect of their lives. It's really intensified also by the fact that these differences are often invisible or very difficult to see. So when individuals are unable to adapt, they can be ostracized and stigmatized, and it really damages self-esteem and their performance and their ability to function in life, making them feel like they don't belong. What we're looking at is individuals who are standing up and challenging this concept and changing the way we see normal. Because at the end of the day, I've been doing this research now and talking to scientists and educators and psychologists and people all across the country. And there's one thing that they all say. There is no such thing as a normal way to think, act, or learn. There is no such thing as normal.
So it's okay to be abnormal.
It's okay to be abnormal. I think about that scene in the film every time I talk about this film. It's so funny that you say that. In fact, I want to pull that clip. But there isn't. In fact, one of the things we're going back to film in the next few months is a scientist who's actually going to show us brains and show us actual, you know, readings on computers that show you there's no such thing as a normal brain. It's just different ways of tracking and different ways of learning.
Well, I'm sure that's a relief for many of us.
It's true. It should be. But some people feel challenged by that concept, you know, like, I want to be normal. And that's the way our society has been for so long. It looks at normal, and if you don't measure up, you're sort of into a bucket that says you don't belong.
So we know what the problem is, but why did you decide to actually make a film about it?
So initially, I was hired to research this film for someone else. And then I became personally invested when my daughter had her own learning challenges. And I saw how she wasn't being accommodated at the school where she was. And it took us down a very circuitous path of learning. So it turned out at the end of the day, when I got deeper into this project and became more involved in it, and now it's solely mine as director-producer, that I wanted to really focus on that. Focusing on debunking this concept of normal and looking at the different ways it can play out in our education system. It's all driven by this concept that the person who's different needs to be fixed. And the truth is that it's our society's concept of normal that needs to be fixed. So we're almost done filming. I'm going back in about 3 weeks to do the last shoot with our characters' stories, and then I'm going to film the scientist who's looking at brains. I'm super excited about coming near the end of the production. And as we're nearing this, I really wanted to share the work in progress with the community. So on March 28th at the Oddfellows, as part of our monthly film series, we're going to show a few clips from the film and really unpack what this means, this concept of what could be the future of normal, where all brains belong. And in fact, one of the clips is a doctor that I met through attending all these different conferences who she was late diagnosed with autism after having a son who was diagnosed with autism and dropped her normal practice, left it, and started a clinic for people who are neurodivergent, which is what people are called to identify with some kind of neurodiversity, ADHD, dyslexia, autism. And so she has a clinic now that's called All Brains Belong, which I love. And I'm going back to film with her again. She's amazing, a pioneer. She is modeling a way of doing healthcare like no one else in the country. And the office that she's doing it out of is about the size of this radio studio. But she is touching people all across the state of Vermont and writing a book about how this can be replicated. So I'm really hoping that the Impact Campaign will have an opportunity to reach people in prisons and at conferences and in health, you know, clinics and medical schools to share this message of ways.
After all the work that you've done to produce this, and as you say, you're hoping it's going to have an impact by people that will see it, how traditionally are your films made available to the public?
Right. That's a really good question because, of course, this is all changing in the digital age. So to me, the Impact Campaign is as important as the film. My hope, just like my last film that was feature length, is that it will broadcast on PBS. That's my hope.
Well, you had one successful film.
We did. I did. That was in the day when the government was funding documentaries. Now that's not so easy. So I've been, you know, raising funds through individuals and small foundations, but we're getting there. Now there's all these digital platforms for spreading the word. So the Impact Campaign will be where we take out segments of the film into stories that are particular to the different areas of society. One of the segments is about prison reform, and actually Governor Newsom is in that segment. And he happened coincidentally to interact and mention the gentleman we were filming and whose story we were filming. So there's a clip of the two of them together, and it's really beautiful. So, you know, we're going to take these different modules to the different parts of our society, along with toolkits for how you can use this to change the way things are done, whether it's public policy, education, healthcare, criminal justice, all of these different things. That's the second phase after the film is done.
I wonder, and I'm a neophyte when it comes to all the problems with filmmaking and distribution and who gets paid for airing it here or showing in a movie theater or what have you. Is it possible that you could have a website and people could go to the website and see it at any time, or it doesn't have to be only shown through other channels?
It's going to be both. At the end of the day, like my film right now, my PBS film right now, which was finished 25 years ago, is a link on my website. And so I used to sell DVDs, and I'm still selling them remarkably because it's kind of a historical, timeless film in the story that it tells. People are still buying it now as a click on the website, and I hope to do that. I don't by any stretch see this as a money-making venture. I mean, that would be nice, but frankly, I've been paying my crew and all the team I work with, and I haven't been able to pay myself for a while. I don't care.
Well,
I have Social Security.
Well, that's what you call a passion, and obviously you do have a passion for this, and I think it's great. Let's get back to March 28th.
Yes.
When you're going to have your little presentation, and you're going to take snippets of the film to the audience. What time will it be aired? Yeah. How do people get tickets? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is clips, and it's also going to be people that are working on the film and people that are in the film that will be getting up on stage afterwards. But even more importantly, as I've been working on this film, I have noticed that everyone I talk to, every single person has a neurodiversity story. If it's not them or their child or their cousin or their nephew, it's their neighbor or their minister or their teacher or somebody. So I'm really hoping that this is going to be a chance for the audience and the community to share stories, because I'm really interested in hearing what people are experiencing in their lives and how it might be shifting and how people are becoming more understanding. Because neurodiversity and learning difference is similar to all the LGBT activity that had to happen to get more equity for people who come out as part of that community, or racial equity. It's another way of building equity and belonging in our society, this particular area, but it hasn't been addressed in the same way. So our event is going to invite the community to share their stories. And it's at 7:30 at the Oddfellows. Just go to the Oddfellows website to the events page and you can get your tickets. They're $10 donation. All the donation funds go to our local scholarship. And we hope you'll come and share your stories.
I'll be there, God willing. Anyway, thank you for coming in and sharing it with our listeners, and keep us appraised of how you're doing. And when the film is finally produced and ready for the whole world to see, let us know so we can also tell our audience about that.
Will do. Thanks so much for letting me tell you about it.
For more information and tickets to this very special presentation, visit hmb-odd.org, hmb-odd.org. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.